Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Welcome back to the shack.
I thought you were going to start singing.
Welcome back to the shack.
Where you get all of your truths about life.
And I don't, that didn't rhyme though.
Is the earth flat? Did JFK kill himself? This is where we discuss that.
JFK killed himself? I haven't heard that theory.
Well, he actually had killed himself like the day or two before. And they basically motorized his body. To make it look like he was assassinated.
Like Weekend at Bernie's style?
Yeah, basically, because they could not stand, like, during that time, have a U.S. president kill himself.
That's how they did Biden the past 4 years, is Weekend at Bernie's style, and they just dubbed voiceover.
That is called elder abuse.
Well, no, he was really dead. He was clinically dead. They just played music.
I 100% believe. I'm Daniel, by the way.
And I'm Wilbur.
I 100% believe they found some homeless, they're not homeless guy, they found some guy in a nursing home.
Yeah.
And just paraded him around.
Have you seen the most recent clip of Biden? I actually liked it. I actually liked him after seeing it, where he put on the Trump hat at that Trump rally or Trump thing.
What?
You hadn't seen that?
Oh, he put on a Trump hat?
He did, yeah.
On accident or what?
No. I mean, no. So he was at, I think it was a Trump rally or Trump meeting or whatever.
He went to a Trump rally?
He was there like campaigning, you know, at a, and not really a Trump rally, but like.
He's not running again.
No, I know. He was just there, I think, campaigning on behalf of the Democrats and of Kamala.
Is she running?
Yeah, she's the nominee. You know, the one president that, or the one nominee, you know, that they didn't, nobody voted for and nobody, you know, cast a single vote for. And somehow she's the nominee and she's the front runner now. And like, ain't that weird? Ain't that weird how they just kind of picked her? Like,
no,
oh,
it's not. It's
like
not
here,
weird
everyone
anymore.
Voted. Biden's running. Everyone voted for Biden. Here's the first primaries. We moved the first primaries out of New Hampshire. We're moving them to South Carolina because they don't Biden. Iowa. We're moving them out. We're like typical tradition we've done in the past, the whole time we've had this country for the most part, at least in modern times. They just changed everything this year and had Biden. Yeah, he's running. And then when all those votes are already cast and halfway done for. Hope he's sick. Kamala's the new nominee now.
Good.
Everyone's, And then everyone that's voting for
the wheels on the bus go around and have you seen that?
She talks to people like they're in kindergarten.
Because she's mentally in kindergarten.
Well, I think it's just how she's trained to talk. But it was Biden. He was at the thing. It was at the thing, and there's a Trump supporter talking to him, like holding the hat. And they gave him the hat. He's like, you want to sign it? And Biden's like, oh, no. He's like, I'll sign it. And they're like, put it on. He's like, well, I'm not going that far. And they're like, oh, like, come on, just put it on. He's like, oh, no. He's like, I can't do that. And they're like, come on. So he's like, grabs it, puts the hat on. And everyone's like, woohoo. And he's like smiling. He takes it off.
That poor guy with dementia.
And then he says, now, come on now, no eating cats and dogs. That's what he said after. And everyone just like laughed. Like he was in a room full of Trump people, like just kind of playing to the crowd. And it was actually like
funny.
I was shocked.
I guarantee what happened is they stole somebody's grandpa out of a nursing home because he kind of looked like Biden.
That or he's probably just like mad now that he don't care anymore that they've pushed him over the out. They just pushed him out now. And he's just like, eh, whatever. I don't care.
I don't think so. I think it's that.
He might be losing it mentally.
I think he has been. I think he already has lost. Yeah. I think it's somebody's grandpa they stole because they had already killed Biden.
He's been dead. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
They killed the original Biden.
Either way,
and then they depuppet because he was starting to go out on his own, make his own money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
because you know all the stuff he's doing, like, all the illegal stuff he was doing. Oh,
for sure.
So I think that that orchestry had killed him because they knew they had a guy that kind of looked like him enough to, you know, pass him off as a puppet, and then that guy got dementia.
Yeah. Either way, I enjoyed it.
All right. You ready for this episode?
Oh, yeah. What are we even talking about?
So
what brings us to the shack today? Wilbur. We're gathering for commerce here.
This has been one that's been requested many, many a times.
Okay.
And they already know from the title, and you don't know what it is. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Today, we'll be talking about Gaius's law to show that an infinite plane would have a finite gravitational pull.
A what law?
Gavis's. Gavis?
How do you spell it?
G-A-U-S-S-S.
G-A-U-S.
S-S.
Three S's?
Yes.
And Gauss? Goss?
Gavis. Gauss's.
Where are you getting a V?
Okay. Daniel can't read.
I thought Daniel was the good reader.
So. This is the law that shows an infinite plane would have a finite gravitational pull.
An infinite, okay, but what's, okay. I don't know if I understand that, but go on.
Now, if you were to ask somebody how much gravitational pull an infinite amount of mass would exert, what would the common answer be? The common sense answer.
Oh, it's inversely proportional to the product of their masses.
I know you're defining what they say gravity. I'm talking, just listen to my question.
Okay.
Now, if you ask somebody, I'm asking you, how much gravitational pull, not what gravity is,
okay,
how much pull would an infinite amount of mass exert?
Probably a lot. You would imagine so, right?
What would the common sense answer be?
17?
Infinite.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
17 is pretty close.
However, upon inspection, we can see that certain configurations of mass would actually yield finite gravitational pulls.
Meaning there's a cap?
I guess.
To the gravitational pull?
That an infinite amount of everything can have, it only has a, don't Google this.
I just want to look up Gauss.
No, don't, okay, not
whatever
yet.
It is.
Not yet.
All right.
I'm having some fun with you.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm along for the trip. You know, we're on a journey. I got my bags packed, my gunny sacks ready to go. Let's go on this journey.
So this article requires an understanding of surface integrals. That is how the word is said.
Integrals?
Integrals.
Okay.
And likely that the math will be beyond many that read this.
It's like elements of dynamic symmetry.
However, I will do... Now, I'm reading this word for word if you couldn't tell. However, I will do my best to explain it in the simplest terms possible. If you come across some math you don't understand, do like I do and continue just to read past it and ignore it. I added the ignore it part.
Oh, okay. Just read past it.
This is a real article that hundreds of thousands of people read every week.
Is it from, like, the Wall Street Journal?
You can later go back with what you've learned and likely have a better understanding of the math in the future.
That's true. I've done that before.
First, we'll introduce the symbols likely hidden itself in many of our readers' education. There's no shame, though. I've met PhDs who are not familiar with this symbol. One astrophysicist working on his PhD dissertation went as far as to proclaim this as fake math.
Is his name Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I have to admit, the one that made me chuckle a bit for myself. It must be remembered that no one can possibly hope to know everything, especially those that we seek to specialize.
Except Neil deGrasse Tyson. He apparently thinks he knows everything.
This curious symbol looks like one you may have seen before, but it acts somewhat differently. You may be familiar with the integral, which shapes many properties, which is the, if I had to draw it, it's the snake. It's like they got the little tail, goes straight up, and then got the little head in math.
I don't know if I know.
It's a high level. It's like a high level math symbol.
Yeah, I definitely don't know then.
Ignoring the Terence mathematical definition, we will somewhat ease the understanding. Libet's, the creator of the what is now the infinite sum of infinitesimal sum ands. So taking the integral over the small portion of the line, you could find the sum of the area or below the curve by looking at the sum of infinitely small slices of it and adding it up.
Huh? So it's like cutting an circle
infinite,
in half?
No, it's cutting an infinite plane into small slices to see how much it weighs.
Okay, but...
An infinite plane.
Yeah, so it's you're not doing anything.
Okay. Okay. The symbol you have to be less familiar with is close to the surface. So it looks like that same symbol I was telling you about, except it's got a little circle in the middle.
Okay.
So that's why a lot of mathematicians know the other one. They don't know this one.
Because it's made up.
Probably. You're making me laugh. The difference here visually, of course, is the introduction of the circle in the middle. Think of it roughly as the generalization of integral over the surface instead.
Mm.
So instead of infinite small slices, you'll be dealing with an infinite small surface.
Okay. An infinite small. Is this guy on... Did he get hit on the head?
I read this several times already.
As a youth?
And it doesn't make any sense. I can tell you... I'm only going to read a couple more paragraphs because the article goes on forever. And it gets worse.
Is this like... Okay, is this guy like the one that peer reviews papers?
No, absolutely not. This guy's probably the furthest away from that guy as you can get.
Okay.
The second key to this puzzle we need to properly examine is the gravitational effect of infinite planes by Gaius or Gaius' law, or however you want to say it, usually using electromagnetism. This law applies the gravitational force as well as slice, or since they both share an inverse square relationship, one distance to their strength. This can be stated as a big math equation.
Okay.
Let's say that we have some mass, which is M. We pretend to create a surface around the mass. Okay?
I'm following.
We divide the surface up into infinitesimal parts.
Which that part don't make sense to me, but go on.
So we take a thing.
And divide it by infinity.
And divide it by infinity. Okay?
And then
each of those areas is dA, is what the symbol is.
Okay.
Remember that the integral is summed up an infinite amount of infinitesimal surfaces.
So you just take...
You take infinity, you divide a mass by infinity, then you take the integral infinities to find the surface area of that infinity for the gravitational pull of infinity.
Yeah, it don't make sense.
Good. That's the correct answer. Each infinitesimal... Oh, sorry, I skipped that. We take the infinitesimal bits, which is the area of BA or DA, and sum them over the entire closed surface. So there's an entire closed surface.
That's infinity.
That's infinity.
What's that called?
A paradox.
A paradox, an anomaly.
An oxymoron.
There you go.
Each infinitesimal bit has an N dot N. N is the new unit vector of that. So N is facing away from the surface or at a right angle. You might want a visualization N is representing it as up. So N is up, above the infinite surface that you can divide by infinity.
Okay, this is just making my brain like...
You have any idea what this is about yet?
No.
Good.
I have a thought that this is going to tie into like flat Earth somehow.
You think?
And how they describe gravity.
Not gravity.
But go on.
So G is then acceleration due to gravity. It's kind of gravity, but not defining gravity.
No.
Gravity's involved.
This explains gravity. How about that?
No.
Okay, no. All right.
Does not. Pointing towards the mass. Anyways, I'm just going to skip ahead.
Okay, good.
This is from the flatearthsociety.org.
Why'd I know this? All right, go on.
And this is... their mathematics of how the infinite flat Earth works.
See, this is why this stuff gets people make fun of it so much.
100%.
Because of this.
When you were talking about the made up symbols, that's why I about laughed really bad. Because that's the guy he was talking about was not, I don't think, it wasn't like a big like TV name scientist, but it was a really famous scientist that's like a mathematician. It was like just plain like you made up symbols.
Yeah.
Like these don't have any meaning in mathematics.
Yeah.
So of course you can make whatever weird formula you want when you're making up the
everything.
Ends.
You're making up the beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah. Yeah.
To fit whatever equation you want.
That's what it is. They had the, and then they made up the, anyways. So that's the one that the article writer was talking about being laughable. He's like, this is nonsense. This isn't math.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's nonsense. That you take, literally, I've read this probably 10 times. Trying to understand it. But you take a flat surface that has an X mass. We'll talk about the mass in a minute because mass is associated with gravity.
Right.
Whether you want to call, I don't care what you want to call gravity. That's not, this is not that. But heavy objects have gravity. The heavier you are, you're pulled down. Like you're pulled towards the earth, even in flat earth. You're pulled towards the ground. But it varies still because you can take a gravimeter and you go up, you know.
I'm
okay, but it varies, right? Gravity varies.
Sure.
So this is trying to explain why gravity can vary, and why even on an infinite surface.
So he explained it in a convoluted like.
So you take the infinite plane and you make it a circle, then you divide that by infinity to get infinite slices of infinity.
Yeah, this is a and CIA,
Then you do this equation just to get the surface area of that infinity.
Some guy at the CIA. I don't pump this information into some moron's head.
So today's episode
to make him publish it to put
is
it out
all
there.
About flat Earth, or at least the Flat Earth Society. So we're gonna go through their website together.
Oh no! Okay, so I'm just gonna, let us jump out in front of it real quick because I'm not associating myself with this. What?
Just I want to get out of this right now.
Yeah, because I'm not being lumped into this.
This is interesting.
I don't believe
we've had so many people request this. And I don't think that they were expecting
this.
Any of our opinions.
Well, they're hitting them. I don't believe that the Earth is a round ball like we've been taught in school, floating around in space, around the sun, around our solar system, within our galaxy, within a universe full of infinite galaxies of infinite space. There may be infinite space, but it's not what we've been taught. I don't believe that. I do believe the Earth is on a flat plane, but I don't think it's on like a flat rock flying through space in this typical sense of how the round Earth model works around the sun, floats around it. I don't think like the Earth's flat, flying around the sun like they think the round Earth is. I just don't believe that. I do believe the Earth is the center of everything. I think it's the center of the 3D world. I think Earth is it.
What's the flat plane you're talking about then?
Earth.
So that's the same thing.
But no. Nope.
Then explain. No, seriously, explain the difference then.
So we think of as Earth as being, this world that we inhabit that's floating within space, that there's these other planets.
I'm talking about what you just said, what you believe.
Okay.
Versus what they are saying in Flat Earth right here, this infinite plane.
Okay.
So explain the differences between your thoughts.
I
pick on you a lot about it because I just don't know.
I'm not sure where they're going to say the infinite plane, like if it interacts with space, if it's floating or ends, if it's.
Are you saying Earth's infinite? Because some of these guys talk about the ice wall. Like, right. I don't know. What do you actually think?
I do think it's infinite, but I do think the Bible says we're protected within this dome. I think there may be a barrier. I think there probably is a barrier at the end, but it's not for us to find or discover or be beyond. Because once you're beyond the barrier, I think you are in quote unquote space. You're in the darkness. You're in filled with life yet, and I think life here is special. It's meant to be here, and I think the 3D plane that we live on was created, and I don't think there's other, planets out there beyond this one. I think this one is it. This is where life exists. This is where we exist. It's where what we're meant to experience in as we're conscious here. So once we die or we cease to live in this body we're in now, and I think we move on to a different plane of existence, whether it be heaven, hell, or however you wish to interpret it. But I do think this space that we inhabit is like a flat plane that's, I think, has barriers. It does have endings. But we're not meant to be beyond them. We're encased like we are within a dome, within a bubble.
That's right, the giant fish tank.
Yeah, but I don't even understand with that. I don't know. That can mean multiple different things.
No, I know. But for me to explain somebody else, because I used to do this, that your basic idea is the fish tanks are about the best way to... It doesn't encompass your whole thought.
Right.
But it to show, because it sounds very similar to this.
Yeah.
But you have nuances that are different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my best way to explain, I guess, the nuances. That there's other things outside, it's hard. It's hard.
I think flat Earth. My biggest takeaway, though, is that we're not floating around in the vastness of outer space as we've been taught in school.
I personally, and this is beliefs, neither of us have been to quote unquote space, whatever you want to call it. I'm a glober. I like planet. I
centrifugal force. You glober.
That's what. I literally, know. There's derogatory messages on here on this website. It's about they it.
Put, I know. It's dumb. Derogatory. A glober. Okay.
Well, these guys threaten to kill people all the time. Right. I will get death messages from this group. I about guarantee it.
Probably. Yeah, because I don't...
But I'm not, a staunch, you mean you... I joke with you about it.
Yeah.
But I don't care. We've talked about this off air a lot, that it doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't...
We'll never be able to prove it either way.
Right. And it doesn't affect our lives until they start taking our tax dollars and we're putting stuff in quote-unquote space.
They haven't done that forever.
Firing off rockets into space, sending people out into space experiments.
The International Space Station's over, right?
What do you mean?
It's done.
Oh, they're done with that faux, experiment?
Well, whatever.
The fake...
Technically, it's not out of the atmosphere. So whatever
it's never been in space.
It's... When we talk about, the layers of the atmosphere and stuff like that.
Right.
It's in space, but it's also in the... It's right in that line, hard line.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say, yes, they are in space, but they are still...
But what's space then at that point,
I'm a fluidic... I've been looking more into fluidic space, which you can do a whole different episode on. That
Waters above?
Yeah, kind of.
That's why the stars space, twinkle?
No, I don't know about that. But no, that it may not actually be a fluid.
Okay.
But quote unquote space, maybe ionized plasma to where it actually acts like, so we're more like floating.
Yeah.
Well,
air kind of acts like a fluid in a sense.
Yeah, it moves. Aerodynamics and hydrodynamics, if you watch them in a tunnel, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
They react similar, just water is heavier.
Right. More viscous.
More air. Viscous. So I kind of, the plasma stuff, the water's receding from the heavens and that kind of stuff, or I kind of think space may actually be ionized plasmas, to where space travel may be a lot easier than what we are thinking.
Maybe.
That, because that's pretty much power. You can actually, you don't have to carry a big thing of fuel with you.
Right, right, right. It's already there.
That you could just use that stuff.
And we should be able to do that already.
They kind of talk about it with some of that black or dark matter, antimatter, black matter, that kind of stuff, is that there's an infinite amount of power. What there may be, but it may be plasma, it may be a different state of matter. But I don't know. What do you want me to read first?
I don't care. Flat Earth Society, I just feel like is...
Be careful what you say.
Nonsense, garbage, meant to mislead people.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's unfold it.
Oh, my gosh. So I clicked on the Q&A. And I'm trying to find... The website is hard to use.
Interesting.
So, okay, I got 10 things. It just doesn't... Oh, it's an error message is why. I think the website's actively dying. Oh, the International Space Station. Well, those astronauts got stuck up there for a while and stuff.
Was it
that.
The Russian ones or Americans?
I think Americans, because they had to ride back with Russia.
That's what it was, okay.
But they're going to crash it into the South Pacific here soon.
Oh, no.
I don't want garbage in the ocean.
No, I don't want that either, but it's like...
A lot of ex-astronauts, whatever you want to call them, they're begging for them, because they're going to have to... What you have to do is they have to... Next time they're bringing a rocket to strap on that side to crash it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't really have... It has little tiny jet propulsions to kind of basically kind of steer it a little tiny bit. But the guys are why don't you just put the rocket on the other side, just shoot it off to a higher orbit?
Right.
And because that... It may help, because I think it's 100 million pounds of metal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it took us a long time to get all that crap up there.
You're right, yeah.
Let it be abandoned, just move it out of orbit with satellites so we don't got to worry about it.
Right, yeah.
And then if we need something,
It's there.
It's there.
Yeah, is it even bothering anything? Is it going to crash?
As long as you move, it will crash. So
crash, when, like down or yeah, into stuff?
Yeah, stuff in orbit is always falling towards Earth.
Yeah.
Just very, very slowly. Whatever you believe. You know, we're talking about flat Earth.
Well, the helium in the balloons slowly run out.
There you go. They start. So what they're talking about is move it to a much higher orbit to, for one, get it out of all the path of other satellites.
Right.
And two, that you know, it'd take 300-400 years for it to get back into an area then where it will interfere with things.
Right.
So at that time, they're like, well, we can, if we want to continue it, you know, we can run another booster rocket up there and just put it back another 300 years. Or at that time, it may not matter. We, you know, we may all be dead. So
right, yeah.
Let it crash into the Australian outback.
Right.
Let a crocodile swallow CIA technology.
Wouldn't make no difference.
You remember that movie, that actual Crocodile Hunter movie?
Oh, no, I don't. That's what happened?
Yes. A satellite crashed.
And a croc ate it?
And he ate the disc, like the data capture thing.
Right, yeah, that's right.
So the CIA was trying to murder this crocodile and Crocodile Hunter was stopping him.
That's not a knife. That's such a good movie,
no,
too.
No, that's... Sorry, Steve Irwin.
Oh.
Was trying to stop him. The Crocodile Hunter. Not Crocodile Dundee.
Dundee, that's what
Crocodile
I was thinking.
Crocodile Dundee is not the Crocodile Hunter.
You're right. They're close, though.
They're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're kind of exact opposite Australians.
I don't know.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
They're both awesome.
He stabbed a crocodile in the head one time. Steve would never do that. Steve would stab you in the head to save a crocodile.
Well, it depends what the croc did.
No, he would. It doesn't matter. What do you think you want to talk about first? This ice wall? Let's talk about the ice wall.
Sure.
I'm clicked. Okay, maybe this episode may be over.
Why?
Their website does not work.
Does it crash? So what are they?
This is flatearthsociety.com.
Yeah.
Or .org, sorry.
.org, yes. Get it right.
So the ice wall in most popular flat Earth models, and like I said again, and I'll say it again because we're going to get hate mail for doing this because
yeah.
We've had a bunch of people requesting. I'm not even saying that it's not flat. In my personal beliefs, I believe round space, you know, all like not round space, but round rock space. But I'm not against a flat Earth. I just want evidence either way. And yeah. There's... NASA is quote unquote providing evidence. It's the same as these, but the same as flat Earth groups are providing evidence.
Right. Yeah. They're both fake.
You know what? I mean, I don't know if they're both fake, but we cannot test it ourselves either way, is what I'm trying to get at.
Right. Yep.
Is that it's two different organizations that are providing you with supposed data.
Right. False information is what I call it.
So it's just, it doesn't matter. So most popular flat Earth models, I said fat Earth, I guess. The outer edge of Earth is bounded by the ice wall. This wall prevents the oceans from spilling over the sides of the Earth.
Into what?
More flat. It's all flat.
That's what, like spilling off into what? This is, makes no sense, but go on.
This may perform the same function with the atomo layer, which I can talk about what the atomo layer is later. Because it's hyperlinked, so I can click it.
Yeah.
The exact size of the ice wall varies between each flat Earth model. The traditional views of the ice wall rises approximately 150 feet above sea level, preventing the ocean from spilling over the edge of the Earth. In the model, the atomo layer is either contained by another means or the universal law. The view of the ice wall is generally agreed to correspond to the coastline of Antarctica in the round Earth model. And I've seen that. What do you think? And I can keep reading about the ice wall.
Yeah.
That was the kind of little blob. But I really, if one of the things I believed in, or not believed in, but one of the things I've taken more seriously is that thought of the ice wall is actually a mountain range and the Earth is still around, but it's just bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And there's those hidden lands and stuff like that. And some of the people that have been through some of the gaps have described, you know, there's still dinosaurs here. I think on one of the old, quote unquote old maps, there was like, it translated to like dinosaur land,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
Jurassic Park, I think is what it was.
Dinotopia.
Yeah.
The old movies.
I just don't think that ice wall idea is I think that's again a misleading thing. If I believe in anything, I would believe that there, yeah, sure, there's ice, quote unquote, wall kind of out there, but I think there's ways, there would be ways through it that because people have talked about navigating through it.
I don't think they're saying there's not ways through it. There's like, but they're like a river.
But I don't think, well, like they're saying, I don't think that ice is containing all the water to holding in from spilling out and draining.
Benefit of the doubt. I think they mean most of the water. Like there's rivers going out, but the natural springs, I guess, underneath our little spot is supplying our oceans with water.
Where's it going then? Where's the water going?
Out the rivers.
And then where? Out in the floating in the space and raining back down?
There's like going into other little holes. And most of these models, there's other little holes because the star is sitting above and that's what's thawed our little spot on top of the dome.
Okay. The star is it or the sun?
The sun. The sun.
Right.
Which is
a star. Yes. I just don't like the idea.
It's funny because everybody thought that this was going to be like, oh, Wilbur's going to get it this episode. He's ready.
So there's evidence. So look at why can't I think of it? The United Nations, like their symbol, and their symbol is like a flat Earth model.
It is, isn't it?
And I think their model, the one they have on the wall, might have other land beyond the quote unquote ice wall that they're calling the ice wall. I believe more something like that, where there's those more land beyond what would be the ice wall. I see what you're saying, where if it was a globe, like if it was round and beyond Antarctica.
That's not my theory. I've just seen it portrayed other places.
But I see what you're explaining.
The Earth is actually much more ballooned in size than estimates. So that's
where I can't follow that is because that's saying like, you know, this Earth's rotating right with the sun, and that's how we get our days and nights.
Sure.
If it was bigger, I feel like, you know, the day either we're rotating faster than they'd say, or that'd be the only way, or else the nights would be longer.
Like I said, I've not seen very many models. I've seen none for the flat Earth.
Yeah.
If there was a respectable flat earther out there that really knew their stuff, I'd love to have them on to kind of really talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I am interested more in it, but a lot of the people you see on YouTube that are the big flat earth people.
Dave.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to edit that out now.
Why? He's on all sorts of stuff. But can take criticism.
No, we can't.
Well.
No, we can't.
He should be able to.
I've never seen it explained well.
Right.
Without being like a bully and over talking and
absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Right.
I would love somebody that can rationally explain it. We have a couple on Instagram that I've talked to several times just kind of about stuff. And I've had joyous conversations with them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you can, like I said, I have a belief, but I have no proof. That's why it's a belief.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter to me. Like, it's like, if the earth comes out to be flat, I'm just going to be like, okay, well, I guess it's flat, you know, doesn't change anything.
Right.
So Atmo layer.
Right. What's this?
So the Atmo layer is a series of layers of gas above inhabited parts of Earth. Therefore, Atmo layer is a flat Earth term for the rounded Earth's atmosphere. Because it has sphere in the name. They can't keep it. However, the term atmosphere and Atmo plane and Atmo plane are all alternative names for the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean,
Atmo layer is just atmosphere because they can't have
sphere in the name. Okay.
Did you see this? Dumb. This is a fun thing with the Flat Earth Society on Facebook.
What?
And they said they changed it immediately, but there's tons and tons of screenshots of it. They have members from all around the world.
What'd they do?
It says all around the world.
Well, that's different. I mean,
I know, but it just was like round.
Right, yeah. Oh, they can't have that. Yeah. No, see, there's the problem. You're allowed to say around the world.
Ice wall containment. The Atmo layer must be contained by a barrier on finite Earth models of the theory to prevent the various gases from flowing out into space.
So what's holding it in? The dome?
One model, now widely discredited, describes the ice wall is tall enough to hold in the Atmo layer.
Well,
like the edges of a bowl.
Oh, so the gas just sits down in here.
Well, some gases do that.
Sulfur hexafluoride.
It is, isn't it?
Yep. It is.
Man, if I breathe that in, I would just explode.
There's certain terms like I committed to memory for some reason.
That is, it was the salt. I knew it was a sulfur gas.
Sulfur hexafluoride. I learned it from Mythbusters.
You could suck it in and it literally makes you sound like a demon.
Yes, because I watched, what's that guy? I don't care for him, Adam.
Savage.
Yeah, I don't care for him too much. I just think he's kind of annoying, which I feel bad saying that. But
I like
when
him.
He said something when he sucked that gas in, it was hilarious. I remember watching that on YouTube like over and over and over. I guess I shouldn't say I can't stand him. I don't mind him, but sometimes he bothers me. He's one of them guys that feels like they're a know-it-all, and his theory is always like, I don't know. I guess I'm more of a Jamie guy.
I like Jamie too.
I like Jamie. He just seems no nonsense and, well, we're just going to make it as simple as possible, and then we're going to go from there.
All right, so the next thing in the Atmo layer is dark energy field.
Okay.
So I know how much you love dark energy. The alternative theory says the Atmo layer is held in by a complex reaction of the streams of dark energy on the edge of the world. This creates a boundary containment. The dark energy field is a vector field that is a gradient of the smallest at the intersections of the atmosphere and the field, called the boundary layer. The DEF interacts with the magnetic field of the Earth as a boundary layer. These vectors produce the force vector that orthogonally to the other vectors of the four-dimensional space.
Oh my gosh.
This force vector is always normal to the boundary layer, thus preventing the type of force containment of the atmosphere or the Atmo layer.
So they don't believe in the dome. They believe in dark energy and the Atmos.
As far as the flatearthsociety.org,
right.
There's no dome.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay.
Which I don't think it's a glass dome either, even in the early depictions of it.
Well, what do you think it is? If it's a dome?
I think that, well, the one model, one of the old models, like
acrylic?
Yeah. There you go. It's actually snail slime.
No, what were you going to say, though? Sorry.
No, I'm not going to tell you now. You'll never know.
I'm sorry. I had to just
I'm sorry.
Get those in.
No, I don't care.
I need to know your thoughts.
No, I think that kind of got started from one of the. There's a really, really old flat Earth model. I'm talking like 2,000-year-old model that happened to survive. I can't even remember how it did it.
Mm-hmm.
Or chunks of it survived. And it had a glass dome on it. I think that's where the original idea of that came from.
Really?
I really do. And I know now very limited research.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of think that's where that sprung from. Because I think the guy that created that model only had glass to work with that was transparent.
Hmm.
I don't think he picked it because it's like, it's glass up there.
Yeah.
I think he picked it because he wanted to make a model to show people what he was talking about. He's like, well, the only thing I kind of got is glass, right?
Yeah.
It's what they had to work with.
And it might not be glass, you know?
It's not glass. If this is real in my head, it's not glass.
I mean, it might be some other material. Like when people see the sky stones, you know, fall from the sky, like mm-hmm. the Native Americans talked about. It might just be a different material altogether.
Those were actually gut stones from atmospheric creatures.
See? I mean, gallstones from them?
No, like gut stones, like giant dinosaurs and stuff used to swallow.
Puke up? Oh.
Because they'd swallow them to help digest food, and then when they got too round, they throw
them
up.
Like chickens do.
Yeah.
Okay. They're gizzard stones. But it might not – I don't think it's a glass thing. I think it might be some kind of force in general, not like this dark matter mixing with the atmosphere. What's it called? Atomaton? Nah, it's a robot or something.
Atmo layer.
Because
you can't have sphere in the name.
Right, so it's not, I don't think it's a dark matter mixed with the Atmo layer.
Even in those, it's a sphere above.
Right, it's rounded, which I think, you know.
A half sphere, a hemisphere.
Yeah, which I think could be a thing, because I mean,
I don't care.
All rainbows, you know, rainbows are always round, always.
Yeah.
And you would imagine if, you know, light's coming down.
You ever seen a full rainbow?
Yeah, the full double rainbow, or you can see the actual round.
Because people in planes, if you're in a plane, you can see it a lot.
Yeah.
Because your vantage point from the sun changes a lot, so it kind of picks up where you can see it.
So why is that? I mean, I don't know why it's rounded. Is it what's above us rounded, you know? But I don't know if it's necessarily a glass, but I bet it could be some kind of force field type thing. You know, if God created it.
Well, if God created it, it could be whatever.
It could be whatever.
Glass. It could be plexi.
It could be, right. It could be, if that's what he wanted, maybe it's a stronger version of plexiglass that only God knows.
I mean, I think it could be, if in this full theory, if this is real, which it could very well be.
What, the one you're reading?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, it's normal flat earth theory.
Okay, yeah.
It's more, I think more lies in the electromagnetic sphere, something like that. That it's literally, it's something you can't physically see.
What is that? The barrier?
Yeah.
Okay, the dome?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's not a physical, it's not a thing you can actually see.
Mm-hmm.
It's more that the ground underneath it has something special there, which, and then it's causing gases to be held there.
So like
in my head, if it is an infinite flat plane, what if just the gases are just on the entire infinite flat plane? And you don't really need a dome.
Preventing it. It kind of creates its own dome, so to speak, with that separation.
Yeah.
That pressure difference.
Well, I'm just saying that you don't even need a dome. Like, if the gases are everywhere, like if space is because where's the gas come from?
Gotcha. Oh, I see what you're saying. See, the only thing
Why does there have to be a dome? Why does there have to be a dome?
Because
the gas escapes.
Yes, and you can't have pressure.
But if the gas is out there...
Like, you can't build pressure. Like, we have atmospheric pressure. You can't build it unless it's contained.
How do you know that?
Just from experiments.
From small-scale experiments.
Yeah, here on Earth.
Nothing grandiose. But we also can see the curvature of the Earth from small-scale experiments, where they say they're always too small.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean...
What if there's the atmospheric pressure is because the atmosphere is infinite?
And it's always pushing down?
Towards the hard infinite surface.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So we're just sitting on the edge of these two infinite surfaces.
The edge of glory.
I'm on the edge of glory.
We're all on the edge.
And
the edge.
The edge.
Exactly. There's hidden messages in these songs.
This is the dumbest show ever.
Hidden messages all around us. They're trying to deceive us.
They copied the atmospheric layers, too.
They have to tell us the truth in secret.
There's still layers of the atmosphere, just so you know.
What do you mean?
Like the troposphere, the stratosphere,
yeah,
the mesosphere,
absolutely.
The ionosphere. But they're the tropolayer, the stratolayer, they copied everything.
Oh, them?
Yeah.
Yes, on the flat, yes. They're reworking things. We do know. We have measured. We have seen. Just applying different names and terms and symbols to them, though.
And we've had a couple people on the show. Like, you've said already, like, what'd you call it? PSYOPs. Mm-hmm. Are in place to kind of, well, if you believe it, you know, PSYOPs are in place to really discredit this idea and make it seem as dumb as possible.
Right.
There's that kind of thing in everything.
Absolutely. And mostly the CIA is involved in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you want to make something dumb as possible, this could be like, if you really, and I put this out there, I don't want the death threats from the Flat Earth Society community.
Right. This is, we're in the shack, you know, we explore all ideas.
Yeah. But the
even dumb ones.
But I'm open to the flat earth idea. I just think a lot of the quote unquote modern flat earth community is either just following somebody.
Yeah, I agree.
Or the people that are out there speaking about it, a lot of them seem very shysty. They don't really say anything. They're really good at talking and not saying anything.
Yeah.
A long time ago, a podcast I used to love is Hysteria 51. They brought on two flat earthers. One guy I really liked. The other guy I hated. I hated him so much. And the other flat earther hated him too.
Mm-hmm.
You could just tell, like, because he's like, well, yeah, you know what I'm talking, you know, just like, shut up.
Yeah.
But they brought on a NASA scientist. So there was eight guys at the end of it, but two of them were like staunch flat earthers. There was one guy that was an astronomy teacher.
Okay.
That was kind of on the fence either way. And then a NASA guy and what's Elon's company?
Oh, Tesla. SpaceX.
SpaceX.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, they had one of the rocket scientists from there come on. You know, just kind of have a panel.
Bug man.
Just a panel talk about, like they literally would say, all right, what does X mean for each, you know? And everybody was respectful except one of the flat earthers.
Yeah.
The other flat earther, I wish they would have just got rid of the other guy. Because he was actually like being respectful and talking and enjoying the conversation.
Right.
And I was really interested to hear what he had to say.
Providing context.
And then the other guy just became a bulldog and was just wanting to fight with the NASA guy.
Yeah. Well,
I don't like NASA's organization. Yeah. I don't like NASA, but this guy had done nothing to him. You don't know anything about this guy.
Right.
An organization is not a person.
Right. That's true.
So just because this guy works for NASA, I know I have plenty of buddies that work for, you know, what you call bad companies that did good work.
I can think of one right off the top of my head. Worked for the CIA.
Well, yeah, there you go. So that's kind of what I wish there was more of in this community, at least with the higher voices. I'm sure there's plenty of good people in the community, but with higher voices in it. Because you watch any of the YouTube guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little rough to watch.
And there's some. There's some out there that...
But you got to look for them, right?
Yes.
Me as a person that's coming from the other side that may be a little curious, if I type it in on YouTube...
You're going to get the...
Who's the first 100 videos about?
Flat
the top
Dave.
Three or four guys that are awful.
Eric Dubé.
I don't know any of them.
That's the only two I can think of. Even him, like, he has some stuff that's like, all right. And then some other stuff that's just like, come on. You can't be the same person believing in all this, both these things. I don't know. Now, I just think there's a lot of nuggets out there that are some just like in everything. There's truth. There's a little bit of truth here, a little bit of truth there.
And
it's sorting through it. It's using your best cognitive abilities to
100%
and understand believe what makes sense. Yeah.
Like I've already said, is we personally as a human, an average person, I've been in a plane. I've been out in the open ocean.
Scarier, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I like the open ocean, but
I'd rather be in a plane.
The gross cruise ship that's out there floating around. Nobody knows what happened to all the people.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to guess some alien pirates, but the Kraken's always an option. I feel I can see the curve, and I've had people argue either way that it's physically impossible or you can see it. If you get out on the true, like a calm day, 60, 70 miles out,
what,
open ocean?
Oh, gosh. Because
it's endless rising wherever you look.
Oh, yeah.
And I always felt like I could see a curve. Huh. Now, I'm not saying anything dramatic, like the round, you know.
Yeah.
But from if you point to point of the ends of the horizon, you almost see a bump up. And you can say whatever you want about it. It's whatever. But I've had plenty of people say that they don't. It's, you know, it's perfectly flat. There's no way to ever prove that. As a human, there's no way to prove this either way.
Can't.
You can do the little experiments like we've talked about, like the pillars ones where you're measuring shadows.
Right.
And as far as conventional math goes, that does prove a curve. The other, like, there's experiments either way that you can do that you can argue with on the smallest scale. The big scale experiments are only going to be able to be done by people with minimum millions and millions of dollars.
Right, right. Oh, well, there's one thing you can always do, though, that just to, like, I don't know, check yourself or just to reaffirm your thoughts is just listen to whatever Neil deGrasse Tyson says. And he's probably, you know, 100% correct and never wrong. So whatever he says.
Me and you have talked about him recently.
Yeah.
I finally found some videos of his I like.
Ooh.
Because he's like, there was one even we were talking about. I don't, you know, he's like, I don't know everything. It may have been an older one.
What? It has to be an older one.
I think there's a lot of his stuff that may be being used by other organizations.
Okay.
Because he's known as Black Science Man.
Okay.
Well, like
Bill Nye?
Bill Nye was a figure.
Right.
So I think there are groups out there that are maybe not editing, but trimming stuff to make it favor certain ideas.
For sure.
And I don't think that they always express, and you know.
His thoughts?
Yeah.
But I've also seen things where.
Sure. I mean, he gets a little rough on Rogan and stuff like that. Like
he has some thoughts that are just out, not out there, but like, things I question of a unbiased scientist. I don't know. He just has some things that...
I'm not saying he doesn't, but I don't think he's...
I think he's pleasing other people.
Yeah, they all do. Anybody gets a check.
Yes.
I mean, who do scientists agree with? Whoever's paying them.
Exactly. Bill Gates. Well, he's a good example, but he's the one paying people. Bill Nye is a great example
of
that.
Not a scientist.
Not a scientist at all. He's an actor.
Never
and a bad
a
one.
Never was a scientist.
Never was. But people take his stuff like it's the gospel. You know who's better than Bill Nye? Beekman's World. That's a scientist.
Beaker?
Beekman's World.
Who's Beekman?
He had the same show basically just like Bill Nye, but
Beaker
it was
used to have one too.
From Yeah, that's different. He was a scientist too. No, he's about on the same as
what was
Bill
the
Nye.
Other guy's name?
Dr. Honeydew.
Yeah. Because his head's a honeydew.
Yeah. Dr. Honeydew and Beekman. Or Beaker.
Beaker. They had a little science show. They did that stuff. Yeah. Or they did it basically. They did elephant's toothpaste and that, you know.
Right, yeah.
The fun kids stuff.
But Beekman's World, it's live. It's like, you probably seen it if you've seen
probably
a picture.
I just don't know the name.
Yeah. It's like Bill Nye, but better. But like
so
real.
Space.
Real experiments and things like that.
So we'll keep talking for a minute because we still got some time. I'm not going to read any more off this thing. If, as long as we don't get any death threats.
Let's come on. Let's pick one more thing.
No, because I got onto another thing. that is just massive.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And we're at 50 minutes already.
We're at 50?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Because I just clicked the conspiracy tab.
Yeah.
And this website pretty much is like a barren wasteland except this tab.
Okay.
There is 70 hyperlinks.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll read you some of them.
Is that good or bad?
No, just because most of them are just like maybe one or two hyperlinks when you click into them and stuff. Because a hyperlink goes to a separate page on the same website.
Right. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So it gives you more information. So normally they're very, what I've seen just kind of playing around the website, it's been pretty lacking except this page. I'm going to read you some titles. So long as everybody behaves at home, we'll come back and do these.
Okay.
What was that laugh?
It just, as long as they behave.
NASA's, quote unquote, balloon ball.
Okay.
Is number one conspiracy.
Who's the number one consumer of, why am I blanking? Balloons? Helium on Earth.
Probably the U.S. Is it the U.S. Space Agency or is it the U.S. Weather Agency?
I believe it's NASA.
I'm gonna say that probably was true 15 years ago.
Okay.
20 years ago.
Why? What would they need all that balloons. Helium for? Oh, balloons.
Weather
for
balloons.
What?
I'm going to say now, I about guarantee it's either Army or U.S. Weather Service.
Can't be U.S. Weather Service. What are they using it for? They got about six weather stations around the country, and that's it. And they place them in cities, very populated, dense cities.
You should look into it. I'm not talking about the weather stations.
Oh, okay.
But they take about a billion atmospheric readings a day.
Gotcha.
And they literally still use balloons.
Yeah, that's good because they can't use anything else.
Well, it's a lot of plastic and rubber. I don't know if I like sea turtles choking to death on these giant weather latex balloons.
I don't agree with that, but they're not shooting rockets up into space. They don't go nowhere.
We don't need to build
a
crash.
Tower. That they,
but yeah. They have like literally thousands of people that like drive out to X spot in the desert every day, float a balloon up.
Yeah.
Like they're paid by the U.S. Weather Service to do this and take readings.
Little do they know.
That's what I'm saying is I don't think NASA does nearly as much as they used to. They've kind of really, the facility's really, really gone. Like now I think there's whole abandoned sections.
I believe it.
Of the, because it doesn't do anything anymore.
Right, yeah.
And now that they're stepping down the International Space Station, like they haven't flown, I don't think they've launched a missile in forever. They've been hitchhiking a ride every time they go up.
They're just deceiving us. Like, doing it in secret.
Well, you don't even believe they're going up anywhere.
I believe they're flying balloons everywhere because I think
I'm talking about the astronauts and stuff.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying I don't think NASA's the biggest helium buyer anymore.
I guess we'll have to do a little more research in the chat. Right now?
The desert moon is number two conspiracy.
Desert moon, huh? What's
that? Yeah, I've seen that one. I get a really stupid recap of it as in because I haven't read any of their stuff. Is it it's just the lunar pictures?
Okay.
And the lunar surface landings were all done in, I can't remember if it was Mojave. It was one of the big deserts. Because a couple guys had matched photos. You can say whatever, they added the photos to match them. I don't know. I don't know either way.
Okay.
But they had found a couple photos of like the Mojave that had matched certain NASA photos.
Okay.
Or stuff like that. So they'd say they basically went out to the Mojave. I don't remember the actual desert.
I know what you're talking about because I just looked this
There's
up.
One of the rock ridges and stuff. They said, "Look, it's a perfect match," and it was close.
The one I seen was exact.
But I think there's also to the flip. It's the photo editing.
Sure,
is you can either make the new photo match whatever was there. If you can get a rock peak that was kind of close,
mm-hmm.
then you could just kind of tweak. Okay. Well, that edge dropped down. You know what I mean?
What about some of the stuff they found, like space, like they took pictures, the Hubble took pictures of this new galaxy, first zoomed in photos of it, and then like the edge of the galaxy, like where you see the different gases and stuff, happened to just match the exact coastline off someplace like in Italy. It's like the exact lines and curves. Everything's the exact same. They just took like what was land and turned it into like space dust, and what was the sea, they turned into the outer space. It was an exact, you can lay it right over top and it matches perfectly.
Just to be a little fair, with how many millions of miles of coastline we have in the world,
come
can you
on.
Find some random little coastline in
It wasn't, but it wasn't like a one straight line here or a curve there. It was full on coves and ins and out everything.
Rock shaped like Ohio.
It's still.
I'm just saying.
A one in a billion.
I don't find that impressive.
It's
what happened on the moon, number two.
It's very easy to Photoshop.
Who's Dr. Dave Groves?
It's not Flat Earth Dave.
No, it's but he did photo analysis and they're talking about that. The Apollo sun is a stage light. Rooster tails from the lunar rover. Thomas Bird sliced for attempting to expose the truth. NASA sends Neil and Buzz around to give foreign heads of state questionable moon rocks. NASA's lost 13,000 tapes from the Apollo mission. NASA caught airbrushing pictures on the moon's surface. Apollo astronauts are on wires. NASA's Mars expedition fraud. Yeah. NASA deliberately edits its own raw images and fakes data loss.
They do.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just reading.
They've admitted they do. They've even
NASA
said
deliberately releases low-quality versions of their Mars orbiting images to encourage a public hype about the face on Mars, which I think we looked at that in the telescope here in town, and it does not look like a face.
You can see it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We also have, you know, have you been out there?
I have not. Dang it, phone just died. The article I was looking up, but as of 2022, NASA is still the number one consumer of helium, and it's like by a long, long, long shot.
But yeah, you should go out there.
Where?
To the local telescope.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I love it. It's really fun because I think it's at least in the summer, I think he does a couple days a week where they'll stay late and, you know, you come out, bring your kids or whatever, and he'll pick a couple, like whatever's really visible that time of year.
Right.
But like, okay, we're seeing the spot on Jupiter. We're seeing the face on Mars.
Yeah.
And we're seeing, I can't remember the extra planet in the Kuiper
rings
belt.
Rings of Saturn, I don't know. Neptune.
Like the Kuiper belt stuff.
Uranus, Pluto.
I don't know, because a lot of times you can't see those.
Right.
Because they're behind Jupiter.
Because
Jupiter is absolutely massive compared to most planets. Anyways, more. Mars browns out the sky in its rover imagery.
Oh, here's the thing with the Mars and the rover and the thing like that that bothers me. They sent these rovers up that were supposed to only last X amount of years. The one's still doing it. It's still going. It
sings happy birthday to itself every year.
And after every dust storm that covers all of its solar panels, whatever, that recharges the thing, it keeps it going. After, you know, supposedly Mars is constantly having dust storms, always. It's just a big, barren dust storm wasteland. And when one dust storm comes, well, you see all their panels get covered in all this dust. But then miraculously, the next day, clean as a whistle.
Well, that's because
clean as a whistle
lady comes.
You're absolutely right. Which means
no, it's actually microscorpions.
Is there a cleaning lady on Mars, or is it just out in the desert in Arizona that they're doing this? That no one's out there, and they got a team out there. Well, it's time to wipe it off after the next dust storm. Keep this charade going.
It's actually tardigrades
that are cleaning it.
Yeah, because they rode there with it.
That's a better explanation than what they say. Oh, the wind's blowing it off.
NASA contrives the results in Mars mission before launch. NASA continues to mainly edit raw images. Blue sky over Gustav's crater.
I'm
going to guess that's a place that's in the Mars section. So I'm going to guess that's a place on Mars.
So it had blue sky, and then they had to edit it. Like, oops, nope.
Chinese space hoax. Chinese space walk. Chinese over fake missions.
Did you ever
analysis
see
article of Epoch Times?
I can't remember what year it came out. I think we may have talked about it on this show, though, but when China supposedly released the first photographs of the dark side of the moon, supposedly we've never photographed it. We don't have any of it, but China released the first ones. This was like in 2018 or 17. Remember this? I think it was that recent.
Sure.
You do?
No, I don't remember talking about this.
They sent a satellite to get photos of the other side of the moon that we'd never seen before, and they published the first ones ever. And about after a week, that story completely died. It's like, I think people were on to the fact, like, we supposedly have had satellites up and around the moon for a long time. And we've supposedly photographed, we should have photographs of the moon, because the one side always faces the earth, which is odd to me.
Totally locked.
Right. It's a very odd thing to me. That we're the one few moon. Our moon is so unique. It's tidally locked. It's gigantic compared
to
every
other. The size is more unique than anything. The size, tidally locked. A lot of, as far as we can tell, and conventional. A lot of the other, like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus. A lot of their moons.
I don't believe it.
Are tidally locked.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I just don't.
I mean, you're allowed not to. I don't care.
I know. I don't believe anything they tell me anymore. I don't believe them. I don't believe the things they taught us in school. I don't believe it anymore.
You don't believe anything.
I'm sick of it.
The conspiracies they feed you to keep you lost.
I don't even believe most of the conspiracies. I don't believe what.
I don't believe you, Wilbur.
Well, that's the thing. You can believe what you want to believe. The thing is, I don't trust the people telling us stuff anymore. I don't trust the things I can't see, touch, taste, hear, feel. I don't believe it all anymore. When you got it, you locked in a classroom for 12 years of your youth growing up, and they indoctrinate with you ideas that just aren't true.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.